大家平安。
Peace to all of you here, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们下午在这边来守安息圣日。
We thank the Lord that this afternoon we can be here to observe the Sabbath.
愿主耶稣祝福大家。
May the Lord bless all of you.
好，我们来看一节圣经。
Let's look into the Bible.
请看诗篇一百二十七篇第一节。
Let's turn to Psalms. 127 verse 1.
诗篇一百二十七篇的第一节。
Psalms 127 verse 1.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。这一节圣经告诉我们建造跟看守的道理。
Here in these verses, it tells us the truth regarding to build and to watch.
一个人活在这个世界上。
As we know that we are all living on this earth.
人都是很努力的、很认真的在工作，在生活。
And we are striving hard to make a living, working.
人常常以自己为中心。
And usually, men put themselves at the center of the universe.
但是人其实不能够离开神的。
But the truth is that man cannot depart from God.
这里说，若不是耶和华。
Here in verse 1 it says, unless it's the Lord.
虽然人有建造，有看守。
Although men have this ability to build and to watch.
但是若不是耶和华。
But unless it is the Lord.
人还是枉然劳力，枉然警醒。
The labor is in vain.
我们有一句话说，谋事在人，成事在天。
And there's a Chinese going that says that man plans, but the success lies in the hands of God.
人应当要能够认定神。
That man has to acknowledge the existence of God.
会仰赖专心仰赖神。
And only then he will be able to trust on the Lord.
传道书里面有一句话这样讲。
In the book of Ecclesiastic, there's a saying that tells us.
说快跑的未必能赢。
That the race does not always belong to the swift.
力战的未必能胜。
And the victory doesn't always belong to the soldiers.
智慧的未必得粮食。
And the wise does not always the one who get their food.
明哲的未必得子财。明哲的未必得钱财。
Those who are smart does not always get wealth.
临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
Rather, it's the opportunity that befalls a man.
所以人的努力也要有神的祝福了。
Therefore, man's labor has to be blessed by God.
那也就是说，人的建造也是要有神的建造。
Man has to build, God has to build as well.
如果我们在查考传道书的时候。
If we were to study into the book of Ecclesiastics,
传道书里面提到说，人在世上所经历的是很多的劳苦。
And the author tells us that man experienced many toils and suffering on earth.
但是传道书也提到是劳苦愁烦，也是虚空，也是捕风。
However, at the end of all, it's all vanity.
但是如果没有神的话
，If unless there's God.
其实很多都是捕风，是虚空的。
Unless there's God, everything is but vanity, and it's chasing after the wind.
所以一个人活在世界上。
Therefore, for a man who's living on earth.
当然人需要努力。
Of course, it's important for every man to make his effort.
所以有人的建造。
And therefore, man has to build.
人的建造也要劳心，也要劳力。
Not only a person has to labor, he has to stress.
可是不要忘记了神的建造。
But you must not forget the help of God.
创世纪里面记载当时的人类要建造巴别塔。
In the book of Genesis, it tells us a record of how in ancient time, man tries to build the Tower of Babel.
要塔顶通天。
And he tried to reach the heaven through this Tower of Babel.
但是神如果不允许
unless God has approved this,
巴别塔也是不能够成就。
This tower would not have been successful.
这个巴比伦王他在夸口他的建造。
King Babylon had once boasted about his success in building.
啊, 但是他话还没有讲完,
but before he even finished his word,
啊, 神却他, 让他跟禽兽一样,
God has turned him into like a beast.
好, 所以人的生活应该以神为中心。
Therefore, we men have to put God as the center of our life.
啊, 人的本分, 啊, 也要加上神的祝福。
That we have to put in our responsibility as well, we have to pray for the blessing from God.
啊, 这个尼希米记里面有这样记载。
There's a saying that goes in the book of Nehemiah.
谈到尼希米的建造,
and we all are very familiar with the building, rebuilding the wall by Nehemiah.
我们可以看到尼希米他在, 啊, 重修城墙的时候,
when Nehemiah was building the wall,
啊, 他一直提到一件事情,
he kept saying this,
就是神施恩的手,
the gracious hand of God.
所以当我们在看尼希米记的时候,
so if we were to read this book of Nehemiah,
啊, 会常常看到, 啊, 人的手和神的手,
we'll keep coming across his saying that man's God and God's hand.
啊, 人的手在工作,
man's hand and God's hand.
但是神的手在施恩,
it is man who works, but it's the gracious hand of God that is helping man.
所以这个尼希米记里面提到,
therefore, in the book of Nehemiah, it tells us,
我们来看尼希米记,
let's turn to the book of Nehemiah.
啊, 尼希米记的, 啊, 第二章,
chapter 2, Nehemiah chapter 2.
啊, 尼希米记第二章第八节,
verse 8. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 8.
啊, 这个第八节的最后一句话,
The last sentence of verse 8.
啊, 提到说神施恩的手帮助我,
and because the gracious hand of my God was upon me.
人的努力也是要有神的祝福。
Man's effort requires as the blessing of God as well.
啊, 人的建造也要有神的建造。
That men need to build and God needs to build as well.
所以18节就讲,
so in verse 18 it tells us,
啊, 2章18节说, 我告诉他们, 我神施恩的手怎样帮助我, 并王对我所说的话, 他们就说, 我们起来建造吧, 于是他们就混勇做这三工。 这是尼希米当时在重建城墙的事情。
This is an incident that tells us what happened when Nehemiah was building the wall.
我们可以看到他做一件事情, 人的手是一个本分。
When we see when he tells us about the record of his experience, man's God is man's response, man's hand is man's responsibility.
但是他没有忽略了神。 施恩的手的帮助,
and he never neglected the gracious hand of God.
有时候我们会觉得说, 哎, 我很聪明, 有智慧,
sometimes we may think that we are pretty smart and wise.
哎, 没有错, 这也是神的赏赐。
Truly, it's of course that God has blessed us with our wisdom.
哎, 但是我们不可忘记要信靠神。
But we must not forget that we have to trust on the Lord.
圣经里面常常给我们提到, 当人离开神的时候,
the Bible always tells us that when a man depart from God,
其实人是不能做什么,
man can do nothing.
我们看耶伯记,
let's turn to the book of Job.
耶伯记第八章,
Job chapter 8.
耶伯记8章11节,
Job chapter 8 verse 11.
耶伯记8章11节,
Job chapter 8 verse 11.
蒲草没有泥岂能长大，芦荻没有水怎么能够生长呢？上青的时候还没有割下，比百样的草先枯槁。凡是忘记神的人，景况也是这样。Verse
12.
不前进的人指望要灭没，他所仰赖的必折断，他所依靠的是蜘蛛网。他要依靠房屋，房屋站不住；他抓住房屋，房屋不能存留。这边告诉我们。
In these verses, they tell us,
啊, 我们人不能忘记神, 也不能离开神,
that men should never forget God and depart from God.
啊, 所以他依靠房屋, 房屋站不住啊,
if a man should just depend on the house, but the house cannot stand,
啊, 他依靠的是蜘蛛网,
and if he should depend, relies on spider webs,
有一本书叫做《花莫甘泉》。
There's a famous book. It's the title is Stream in the Desert.
它里面有一个故事。
And in that book, there is a story.
说英国曾经有一个国王。
There was once a king in England.
他曾经被对敌打败的时候。
Once he was defeated by his enemy.
就跑到了一个山洞里面去。
So he fled and he hid himself in a cave.
当时他本来是住在城堡里面，非常的坚固。
He originally stayed in a castle that was very secure and safe.
而且他也是好勇善战，十分的强悍。
And he himself was once a very experienced warrior.
但是因为他遭遇对敌啊，就逃难到山洞里面躲起来。
However, because he met with his enemy, he has to run away from them and hide himself in the cave.
当他在这个洞里面呢、啊、
？When he was hiding himself in the cave.
那时候他就在思想他自己。
He become introspective and he think about himself.
以前他在城堡里面。
He thought about how he was once staying in the castle.
他觉得世界上他是最大的。
And he thought that he was the greatest of all.
这个城堡是他建造的。
Because he was the one who built that castle.
这个百姓是他的。
And all the nation belongs to him.
但是当他战败的时候，逃到山洞，他在反省自己。
However, the moment when he was defeated and has to flee to the cave.
他想到我是一个国王，可是我却这么的软弱。
He thought of himself, even I was a king, I'm so weak.
百姓也离开他了。
Even my people has to leave me.
剩下他几个旁边的这个卫士。
And all that was left was my bodyguard.
对敌一直要找他。
The enemy was still pursuing after him.
当他在患难的时候，他想到神。
And it was during this time that he thought of God.
在山洞里面就祷告。
And in the cave, this king started to pray to God.
说天上的神啊。
He prayed to God in heaven.
求你怜悯我。
And ask him for mercy.
我今天躲在这个洞里面啊。
Today, now that I'm hiding in the cave.
求你能够拯救我。
I hope that you can save me.
因为你是我坚固的保障。
Because you are my strongest refuge.
结果很奇妙。
And miraculously after his prayer.
这个洞口就有一个蜘蛛网把这个洞口网住了。
And there was a spider web that covered the opening of the cave.
当对敌来找他的时候。
And when the enemy was close by and trying to look for him.
对敌就看到这个洞口沾满了蜘蛛网。
The enemy saw that the opening of the cave was covered with spider web.
所以也就没有去追杀他。
So they did not enter and try to look for him.
因为既然有蜘蛛网，这个洞里面应该是没有人的。
The enemy thought that since this cave was covered with spider web, there shouldn't be anyone hiding inside the cave.
所以他就逃过了这个追杀。
So indeed he was lucky and he was fled from the kill.
那时候他就想到一个。他就有一个体验。
And at that point of time, he had an experience.
如果没有神的同在
，If not for the existent abiding of God,
坚固墙也如同蜘蛛网。
No matter how strong the castle was, it's just likened to the spider web.
就像他过去在城堡里面。
It's just like once he was living in a castle.
但是有神同在，蜘蛛网也像坚固墙。
With the abiding of God, the spider web can be as strong as a castle wall.
所以给人得到坚固的是神。
So, the strength that person can receive from is God himself.
保守人的也是神。
The protection a person can receive is God himself.
其实我们今天活在世界上。
Today we are living on this earth.
我们有时候也会体验到，其实都是神与我们同在。
We often experience that it's always God that is with us.
我们看耶利米哀歌。
Let's turn to the book of Lamentations.
耶利米哀歌。
Lamentations.
耶利米哀歌第三章。
Chapter
3. 三章三十七节。
Verse 37.
除非主命定，谁能说成就成呢？祸福不都出于至高者的口吗？这一节圣经告诉我们。
This verse tells us.
说除非主命定。
Who can speak unless it was It was the Lord that has decreed it.
哦，所以谁能说成就成？
How can a man speak?
其实都是出于神呐。
It is all, it is the Lord that.
好，所以人的建造要有神的建造。
Therefore, man's effort has to go hand in hand with God's effort.
有时候我们一直的努力。
Sometimes we men we strive.
其实都是神在带领、保守、祝福我们。
And have forgotten that it was always God who's the one who is guiding us and
blessing
us.
他的努力却落空。
Sometimes man's effort was in vain.
往往有时候也失去了他所得。
And has lost everything that he has earned.
但是我们今天在主里面。
But today we, who are in the Lord.
我们可以体会到神的建造。
We can experience that God is the one who is building.
彼得他曾经这样讲过。
And Peter once said.
我们看这个路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音第五章。
Chapter 5.
路加福音第五章
Chapter 5
第四节
Verse 4
路加福音五章第四节
Luke chapter 5 verse 4
讲完了对西门说把船开到水深之处下网打鱼西门说夫子我们整夜劳力
Verse
5并没有打到什么但是照你的话我们就下网他们下了网就圈住许多的鱼网险些裂开就招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助他们就来把鱼装满了两只船
6,
甚至船要沉下去好这边可以让我们体会到当时的彼得
From these verses we can see that when Simon Peter was trying to go out to fish
曾经整夜劳力都没有打到什么
He worked hard all night but haven't caught anything
但是照主的话下网打鱼就打到两只船啊装不下的鱼
but when the moment he let down the net according to what the Lord had instructed he caught two boat of fish
这个真的是神的恩典啊
so we can see indeed this is a grace from God
如果没有神的建造
if not for the effort of God
他本来整夜都劳力打不到什么
they was working very hard the whole night but they couldn't catch anything
这个是很奇妙的
indeed this is very miraculous
真的是神的保守
It's indeed God's word
神的祝福了
and his blessing.
我有一次曾经到一个山地教会去。
Once I went to a mountainous church.
有一个传道娘。
There was a wife of a preacher.
因为传道平常都出外。
And the preacher is often not at home.
他就在家里呀、这个空地就种这个番茄。
This preacher's wife, she planted some tomato plants in the yard.
她种出来的番茄哦，是特别漂亮，而且是卖的价钱特别好。
And the tomato that she harvests are very beautiful, and she sells them for very good price.
有一个大学的这个农业的一个这个教授也是在他这个山地的一个。山坡地也是在种番茄的。
And there was also an agricultural professor who was also planting tomatoes.
还有做一些农园的一些指导。
And other things that was close to where she was living.
这位教授哦，他是博士。
And we know that this person is a professor of agriculture.
他每次都看到我们这个传道娘哦，他收成这个番茄送到市场去卖。
So every time when she saw this preacher's wife harvesting beautiful tomato and selling the tomatoes in the market,
这个番茄是又大又漂亮。
And to him, the tomato was huge and very beautiful.
这个博士就来请教这个传道娘。
So this professor came to this preacher's wife and asked her for some tips.
番茄是怎么种的？
Wondering how she managed to harvest such beautiful tomatoes.
你可以把这个一些资料数据提供给我这样。
And he wants to know some secret to her success.
这个传道娘说她没有什么资料。
And this preacher's wife said that she doesn't have any formula.
她就这样种而已啊。
And she merely just sowed the seed and planted the tomato.
也没有什么数据。
She doesn't have any special tool.
结果这个博士跟我们这个传道娘讲。
So then this professor said to this preacher's wife.
他说哦，我这个博士哦，输给你这个博土了。
Even myself as a professor, I cannot match you as amateur in planting.
这个传道娘她很热心的祷告。
Indeed, for this preacher's wife, every time she plants a tomato, she will pray very hard.
她靠神的心很强烈。
She depend on the Lord.
她也体会到人的软弱。
And she also experienced the weakness of man.
有一次我到那边去访问。
Oh, I experienced once the weakness of man. Once I went and do my visitation.
也另外告诉我一个见证。传道娘告诉我一个见证。
The preacher's wife also told me another testimony.
她说有一次他们家的附近因为她后来也养鸡啦。
She told me once that in the neighborhood when she was rearing some chicken.
那附近也很多人在养鸡。
Her neighbors also were rearing some chickens.
那那个隔壁的人养鸡都得了这个鸡瘟啊，很多鸡就垂头上气就死掉了。
And there was an epidemic that hit the chicken, and a lot of the chicken died.
但是他的鸡也是一样垂头上气。
Her chicken also was struck by the epidemic and was close to death.
他就想说，哇，糟糕了，他现在整个这个鸡可能就报销了。
So she thought that all her chicken would die.
结果很奇妙啦，她自己祷告
So very miraculously, she started to pray for a chicken.
她就想说我们人头晕都会抹绿油精嘛。
And she thought in her heart that even for men, when we are having a headache, we'll put some medications.
她就去买一两罐绿油精在那个水里面给她弄一弄。就给鸡吃了。
So this is the same thing she did to a chicken. She bought some medication for her own chicken, put it in the water so that the chicken will feed on those water with medications in it.
结果很奇妙的，那个鸡喝了那个稀释的利油精每一只都清醒过来。
And after when the chicken has taken the water that she put with some medication in it, they all become well.
每一只都活得很好，他就卖掉了。
And the chicken became very healthy, and she managed to sell all the chickens.
附近的这个鸡都生病，卖不出去。
Because all her neighboring chickens, chickens that belong to her neighbors, were ill and couldn't sell.
结果他的鸡卖的价钱最好。
However, her chicken were very healthy, and they sold for a very high price.
所以人的建造要有神的建造。
Therefore, man's effort has to go hand in hand with God's effort.
主耶稣曾经行过很多神迹。
We know that our Lord Jesus has performed many miracles.
在第二次网鱼的神迹里面也有提到。
In the second incident of fishing.
门徒这个撒网去捕鱼。
The disciple they cast their net.
那捕了153条大鱼。
They managed to catch.
我们看约翰福音二十一章。
153 fishes.
约翰福音二十一章。
John, chapter 21.
十一节。
Verse 11.
约翰福音二十一章十一节。
John chapter 21 verse 11.
西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条，鱼虽然这么多，网却没有破。这里有一句话。
Here it tells us that. Peter went aboard and dragged the net ashore.
鱼这么多，网没有破。
There were so many fish, but the net was not torn.
如果说鱼这么多，网破掉，等于抓不到半条。
If there were so many fish and the net were to be broken, then they wouldn't have even one fish.
所以鱼这么多，网没有破。
There were a lot of fish, and the net was not torn.
这个是神的赏赐，也是神的祝福。
So this is a blessing from God indeed.
有时候我们忽略了神
Sometimes we have neglected God.
常常活在自己的圆圈里面。
And we live in our own world.
其实有时候人是吃亏的。
And by living in this very self-centered world, then we are at a loss.
也可以看到人的亏欠。
And we can start to see the shortcoming of man.
这个哈该书里面有一句话。
And that was a saying that goes in the book of Haggai.
我们来看哈该书。
Let's turn to the book of Haggai.
哈该书的第一章。
Chapter 1.
哈该书第一章第五节。
Verse 5.
现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们撒的种多，收的却少，你们吃不饱，喝不足，穿衣服不得暖，得工钱， 将工钱装在破漏的囊中。哦，有时候我们人很努力啊。
Sometimes we men we strive very hard.
哦，撒得多，收得少。
That even though when we have cast a lot, but our harvest is very little.
啊，吃吃不饱，喝喝不足。
And that we cannot be fed well.
啊，其实我们需要有神的看顾跟祝福。
And indeed, we need the guidance and protections from God.
有些人很努力在赚钱。
Some of us, we strive very hard making a living.
哦，但是他失去了健康，也失去了家庭。
But he has, in the process, he has neglected his health and his family.
啊，甚至于孩子也失去了照顾。
And he also has neglected his own children.
那他的建造其实是破漏的。
So we can see that his labor was in vain.
有的人四十岁以前一直的赚钱。
There was oftentimes men before they're 40, they will work very hard for a living.
啊，用他的身体，因为四十岁以前很健康嘛，是用他的身体去赚金钱。
And so they use their health to exchange for money because we know that young men are very strong.
等到四五十岁以后。
And the moment when they hit their 40s or 50.
他用赚来的金钱要换回健康。
So they want to exchange their health for money.
可是发现
money for health.
哎，换不回来。
But in the end, they realized they couldn't get their health back.
他赚钱是跟医生一个人一半。
And they started to divide their wealth with the doctors.
所以你赚很多啊，可是装在破漏的囊中。
So you can see that even though you have earned a lot of money, but you have put them in a net that's broken.
人的建造要有神的建造。
So man's effort has to go hand in hand with God's effort.
箴言里面有一句话。
That was a saying that goes in the book of Proverbs.
我们看箴言第十章。
Chapter 10.
十章二十二节。
Verse
22. 耶和华所赐的福使人富足，不加上忧虑。好，神所赐的福气是不加上忧虑的。
The blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and He adds no trouble to it.
如果我们还有忧虑。
If we have troubles,
那当然我们要做调整。
Then we have to start to adjust ourselves mentally.
所以我们应该要过着知足敬虔的生活。
And therefore we have to live a life with gratitude
and godliness. 能够靠主喜乐。
To depend on God and to rejoice.
求神给我们平安健康。
And ask God to give us health and blessing.
有时候人想要得到更多。
Sometimes we are greedy and we want to strive for more.
可是我们要留意一个观念。
But we must have a concept in mind.
我们看《传道书》四章六节。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书四章六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 6.
传道书四章六节。满了一把得享安静，强如满了两把劳碌补丰。这里谈到一把跟两把。
Here it tells us one handful and two handfuls.
啊，什么是多，什么是少？
What is quantity and what is quality?
以数目来讲，当然是两把比一把多。
Well, in terms of quantity, two handfuls are better than one handful.
但是如果两把是劳碌捕风
，But if two handfuls is but chasing after the wind,
不如一把得享安静。
Then better is one handful with tranquility.
所以神所赐的福给人富足，不加上忧虑。
Therefore, we must remember that the blessing that God gives us has no trouble added to it.
啊，这是我们要学习，也是要去追求的。
And this is a blessing that we must emulate.
啊，我们说建造也是要有属灵上的建造。
When we talk about building, we must also talk about spiritual rebuilding.
我们有时候看到一个教会。
When we look at the church,
我们都很关心教会的建造。
Everybody show a lot of concern for the building of the church.
啊，最近因为地震的关系。
And recently, because of the earthquake in Taiwan.
啊，有四个教会，啊，倒了。
There was four church in Taiwan, our church that had fallen.
啊，也需要把它拆掉重建。
And they have to demolish completely and to rebuild the churches.
当我们在开这个重建的会议的时候
，And when we came together to have a meeting to talk about rebuilding，
啊，也重新再思考一个问题。
We also examined one matter。
当然，我们一个很堂皇的会堂能够荣耀主的名。
Of course, it's good to have a beautiful church to glorify the name of God。
但是我们看到有的欧美的教会是把会堂卖掉了，因为没有人聚会。
But we see there are some churches of other denomination has to sell their church because the members are not coming to church anymore.
啊，所以如果说只有会堂，但是没有信仰的话。
So if we see that if there's a church that's empty without faith,
那这个神的殿也是荒凉的。
Then the temple of God is also empty.
如果说一个会堂是很堂皇、很美丽。
If this temple of God is beautiful and splendid,
这个是在硬体方面。
We are just talking about the physical structure of the church.
人常常会看重那个看得见的硬体的建造。
And men usually put the emphasis on what they can see.
但是忽略了那更重要的这种软体的造就。
But has neglected the very spiritual side which is invisible.
所以一个教会要发展。
For a church to progress,
在信仰上的造就的会堂
if God to bless us with such a beautiful chapel,
我们都是充满了感恩
we must have this heart of gratitude.
有时候一个教会在献堂礼的时候
and oftentimes during church dedications,
有的负责人在报告的时候都会感动流泪
the people in charge, when they give their announcement and report,
因为会堂能够在这里也是得来不易。
They will often move the members to tears.
也是有很多人爱主来奉献这样把它建立起来。
Because it was through the effort and the love of many members that allowed a chapel to be built.
献堂礼的时候
during the time of church dedication,
我们都会听到很多圣经的道理。
We often hear a lot of truth from the Bible.
教会的用途在哪里？
And talk about what's the use of a church.
他不但在这里要来传扬福音。
Not only is for the purpose to spread the gospel.
来高举主名。
And to lift the names of God.
来为主见证。
And also to testify for God.
能够把生命的道表明出来。
So that the gospel, the words of life can be manifested.
那这个就需要我们每一个弟兄姐妹。来努力。
And this is through the effort of every church brothers and sisters.
就像使徒行传一样。
It's just like during in the book of Acts.
我们可以看到当时的信徒他们主跟他们同在，信而归主的人越发增加。
And because God was abiding with them, the numbers was added to them.
使徒行传又叫做教会行传。
We know that the book of Acts is also the book of church.
使徒行传又称作圣灵行传
and it's also called the book of the Holy Spirit
所以教会要建立圣灵要动工
for a church to be built the Holy Spirit has to work
那教会要发展就需要同心
for a church to progress the whole church has to work together
那我们可以看到教会的建造更要有属灵的建造
For a church to be built, we need to build the spiritual part of the church.
所以教会不但对外要传福音。
Therefore, not only we have to spread the gospel externally.
那对内也更需要去牧养。
We have to pastor our member internally.
这样两者之间能够配合。
Only then, when we have both working hand in hand.
那这种建造是最完美的。
Then such building is considered as the most perfect.
神的名就得到荣耀了。
Then God's name can be glorified.
所以我们可以从使徒行传看到教会的发展。
So today when we read the book of Acts, we can see the progress of the church.
所以我们一定要从这个建造方面来思考这方面的问题。
From the Acts of Apostles, we can think about this matter concerning building a church.
其实我们每一个人在神的面前都是与神同工。
Today we are working today before God, we are also working with God.
基督是教会的元首。
And that our Lord Jesus is the head of the church.
我们都是互相联络做肢体的。
And that we are all the members of this body.
那共同来建立。教会就是基督的身体。
And we all work together to build this body of Christ.
所以肢体要彼此联络。
And because this member belongs to the same body, the members have to work together.
哥林多前书第三章里面有这样讲。
In the first book of Corinthians, chapter 3, it tells us.
保罗撒种，亚波罗浇灌。
That Paul is the one who sowed, but Apollo is the one who watered.
只有神叫他生长。
But it's God that makes it grow.
那 保罗算什么？亚波罗算什么？
So what is Paul and what is Apollos?
哦，只在那叫他生长的神。
But what is most important is the God that makes it grow.
撒种是传福音的工作。
And when we sow the seed, is like spreading the gospel.
浇灌是牧羊、带领、跟进的工作。
And when we water the seed, is like pastoring the flock and guiding
them. 但是更重要的要有神的祝福。
But what is the most important is the blessing of God.
那求神的祝福就要与神同工。
So when we ask God to bless us, then we have to work with God.
这才是属灵上的建造。
Then only we can call that spiritual rebuilding.
我们一个人活在这个世界上。
Today when we are living on this earth.
我们很多事情得来都不易。
Many things that we get doesn't come easy.
有一句话这样讲。
There's a saying that goes.
创业维艰，守成不易。
It's easy to start a project, but it's hard to maintain it.
所以有建造也要有看守。
So it is important for us to build. It's even more important for us to watch over it.
其实看守是一个责任。
To watch over what we have built is a matter of responsibility.
也是一种使命。
It's also a matter of mission.
神造亚当夏娃。
When God has created Adam
and Eve. 本来把他安置在伊甸园里面。
Originally, he put them in the Garden of Eden.
这个是一个非常美的地方，称作乐园。
It was a beautiful place.
神叫亚当要修理看守。
And he instructed Adam to watch over this place.
但是我们可以看到这个撒旦他的一个引诱。
Then we come to see the temptation of Satan.
因为魔鬼的试探。
It is because of the temptation from
Satan. 把人带到罪里面来。
That sin was brought unto humankind.
所以什么是修理看守？
So what is to tend and to watch?
当人受罪的迷惑的时候，
The moment when man faced with temptation.
有时候就落在这个罪的陷阱里面。
Then they fall into the trap.
所以看守是非常的重要。
It is important to watch over.
其实我们今天活在世界上，
In actual fact, today when we're living.
我们要好好看守我们自己。
We must always watch over ourselves.
包括我们的心。
To guard our heart.
我们的家。
Our family.
还有我们的教会。
Our church.
亚当夏娃心没有看守。
It is because Adam and Eve have failed to watch over.
因为心中没有把神的话记在心里。
Because they have failed to remember God's word in their heart.
结果去吃了善恶树上的果子。
So as a result.They went and ate the fruit from the good of evil.
我们一个人如果顺服神，
Today, if we were to
be obedient to God
and to obey His word,
我们就保守在主里面，
then we'll be guard within in Him.
箴言第四章这样讲，
In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4,
说要保守我们的心胜过保守一切。
That we have to guard our heart more than anything else.
因为一生的果效由心发出。
Because all the wellspring of life comes from heart.
所以这个心的看守是很重要的。
Therefore, we can see that it's very important to guard our own heart.
一个人为什么会受引诱？
The reason why a person is easily tempted.
包括魔鬼的试探。
That including temptation from Satan.
罪恶的迷惑。
And sin.
这个主要还是在心的问题。
It is a matter of the heart.
这个雅歌里面有这样提到。
In the book of Songs.
说我们就要看守葡萄园。
That tells us that we have to watch over our vineyard.
圣经用这个园子来描述一个很美的地方。
And the Bible tells us this vineyard is likened to a very beautiful place.
其实神的儿女心地是很美的。
And we as the children of God, our heart should be very beautiful like the vineyard.
但是当葡萄园在开花的时候，
But the moment when the vine starts to blossom,
有时候我们要留意小狐狸。
We have to be watchful of little foxes.
雅歌里面提到小狐狸。
In the book of Psalms, it tells us all the foxes.
当我们在追求灵修，
It's likened to us when we are pursuing for spirituality.
人有个性，人也有软弱。
And we have our character as well as our weaknesses.
有时候我们也有邪情，也有私意。
And sometimes we have our worldly desire.
但是私意怀胎生出罪。
And our worldly desire may lead to sin.
罪长成就生出死。
And when the sin blossoms, it will lead to death.
那私意为什么会怀胎？
And why does this worldly desire takes root?
因为一个人如果动机是纯正的。
This is because of his motivations.
他所行出来的,
if a person's motivation was 也是纯正, right, then what he do will be right.
如果动机不好,
but if his motivation was to be wrong,
行出来的动作也是会有其他的后果,
and what he does will have bad effect.
啊, 所以我们看到今天人活在这个世界上,
so today, we live,
这个心你看不出来,
when we continue to live, we fail to see what our heart is thinking.
啊, 有的人跟我们做生意,
some people may have business dealing with us.
他头上不会写说我是坏人啊,
you wouldn't be able to tell that they are not good.
但是他的心如果存着不轨,
however, if they have bad intention,
因为他说谎啊, 欺骗啊,
they were to lie and scandalous.
哦, 这个是我们必须要留意,
and all this we have to be very watchful.
那当然我们不能去害人,
of course, today we cannot harm others.
哦, 有人说害人之心不可有, 防人之心不可无啦,
but we must be defensive of others.
那当然我们今天对于这个防备人的心, 因为人的心有时候会有邪恶的意念,
today we must always know how to defend ourselves against the evil thought of others.
但是我们要求神给我们有属灵的智慧,
first we must ask God to give us the spiritual wisdom.
那这个我们一个基督徒在世上生活,
and as a Christian we're living on this earth,
这个灵修生活也是一个操练,
our life of spirituality takes a lot of training,
也是一种考验,
and tests.
我们常常会过很多关卡,
we have to go through many checkpoints.
所以这个心的看守,
so to guard our heart and to watch over our heart.
求主让我们的心, 能够存着清洁的心, 正直的灵,
we have to ask God to give us a righteous spirit and a clean heart.
我们也能够用主耶稣的心为心,
we have to take the heart of our Lord as our heart.
凡事来体会主的心肠,
and always to relate what he's thinking.
当我们在建造的时候,
during the process of our building,
我们说看守很重要,
we always say that it's important to watch.
我们一个人成家立业,
and when we start our career,
我们都有家庭,
and family, we have our own family.
那家庭里面呢, 就是夫妻相爱, 兄友弟恭,
and the unit of this family start from a spouse,
也是护持子孝,
the love of a spouse, and also respecting your parents.
常常会很喜欢说有一个幸福的家庭，美满的家庭。
We always say that it's very important to have a beautiful home that is warm.
但是一个家庭要怎么样美满幸福？
How then do we strive for a harmonious and a beautiful family?
也是要好好去建造，好好去看守。
That still requires our effort to build it and to watch over it.
有的人因为工作做生意关系, 常常出门在外,
and some of us, because our business or our job, that we often not at home.
他隔了一段时间也是要回家,
but after a period of time, of course, he has to go back home.
那因为家跟我们的关系很密切,
and we know that our family is very close to our heart.
但是有些人他没有道理,
but because some of them does not have truth in the heart.
钱赚很多, 家庭没有了,
and he may make a lot of money, but he have left and he has lost his family.
他没有去看守,
because he did not watch over his family.
所以夫妻, 就变心,
so because of that he has lost his wife.
孩子变坏了,
and the children has gone astray.
结果说想到他一生的努力啊, 却破灭掉了,
and as a result he may think that all his lifelong term effort is in vain.
这个看,
all of a sudden
看守当中, 就造成了亏损,
so the failure of not watching over his family was his greatest loss.
我们一个基督徒的家庭, 要好好去看守,
so as a Christian today we have to watch over our family and guard our family.
家里的人啊, 要有联络,
that we must always have communications with our family members,
彼此的关心,
and to show our concern over them.
夫妻要相爱,
we must love our spouse,
也教导儿女要孝顺,
and we must teach our children to be respectful,
要尊敬长上,
to the elders.
这个要从平常的生活去教育,
and this has to come from everyday teaching.
我们教会里头也办过这个家庭的一个研习营。
In our church, in the past, we held a camp for the family.
哦，也有办过这个婚姻啊一种研习的活动。
Like a seminar, for marriage counseling and for family counseling.
哎，因为这种家庭的生活教育。
This is because family educations.
啊，这个长辈要去带晚辈。
Is very important, and it is often the role of the elders to guide the youth.
那夫妻之间有一种啊生活上的爱。
And for the husband and wife, they must have love between them.
啊，今天这个社会哈，离婚率是越来越高。
As we look around today in our society, the divorce rate is going higher and higher.
那当然，我们感谢主，我们都在主里面。
And we thank the Lord that we are in Him.
好。但是我们也要看守。
But still, we have to continue to watch over our family.
啊，有的没有信仰的人。
Some people who do not have faith or any religion.
啊，要结婚就结婚，要离婚就离婚。
So to them, marriage is not an important issue.
哦，有人说有一对新婚夫妇结婚还不到两个月，就为了挤牙膏吵架来离婚。
And we also heard of couple divorcing only after 2 months of marriage.
啊，原来是一个挤中间，一个挤底下，一个盖子不见，一个盖子要盖好。
And the reason was because of their argument over the use of their toothpaste.
有时候生活当中啊，小事也可以化大事。
So sometimes if we're not watchful, little thing can grow into big things.
但是夫妻的生活啊，要把大事化小事，小事化无事。
But the life of a couple, they have to remember to just turn big matter into a small matter and forget about it.
所以有一对夫妻说，夫妻他说，我先生管大事，我管小事。
So there was a couple that says that my husband take care of the big matter and I take care of the little matter at home.
哦，我们结婚到现在啊。
And since the day of our marriage until now,
哦，都是大事化小事。
And everything from with the matter was big.
哦，所以就没事啦。
It doesn't grow any bigger. It just becomes.
所以都是他太太在管嘛。
Because they all know their own responsibility.
因为大事都化小事，所以家里都没大事。
So there's no very big matters that they argue about.
所以小事都他太太管。
So the wife will take care of little matters.
啊，所以再大的事也是小事。
So no matter how big the matter is, it's
这个也是夫妻的一个尊重。
Great concern.
有一本书是犹太人的故事哈。
There was a book that tells us the story of the Jews.
哎，它的标题是写说哈，神不要人离婚了。
And the title of the book says that God doesn't want man to divorce.
它里面就讲了说一对夫妻呀、啊、结婚。
The book, there's a story that tells us there was a couple that was married.
啊，一二十年了。
For about ten, 20 years.
啊，结果他们也因为发生了一些事要离婚了。
Then later on they met with some matter and they want a divorce.
啊，结果呢？啊，一直的吵架。
They continue to have argument.
所以很多事，很多财产啊什么就分开了。
And they start to divide their wealth.
该归丈夫的就归丈夫，该归太太归太太的。
So they divided their wealth as to how much the husband would get and how much the wife would get.
婚到剩下小孩。
And so they came to their children.
因为他们结婚一二十年哦，也蛮会生的，生了九个。
So after because they were married for many years, they have 9 children.
那先生说他要五个，太太也说。孩子我生的，我要五个。
The husband says he wants some 5 children, and however insists to she wanted 5.
但是九个哈，一个人一半也不好分呐。
So because they have 9 children, it's kind of hard to divide them 5-5.
所以他们就去找一个长辈。
So they went and looked for an elder.
说我们想要离婚哦，那孩子怎么分比较好
？And they asked the elder, "We're going to have a divorce. How are we going to divide these 9 children?"
那个长辈说哦，最好不要离婚了。
The elder says, "It's best that you keep your marriage."
孩子都那么大了哦。
Your children are already so much older now.
如果你们一定要离婚哦，很简单嘛，明年再生一个。 再来离婚啊。
If you really insist on divorce, why don't you have one more child next year, so then each of you can have five?
哦，他说哦，对对对，我们怎么都没有想到哈。
So they thought that was indeed a very wonderful idea.
所以就计划哦，明年再生一个，十个，这样一个人五个很公平。
So they went back home and they started their planning. They thought that if they would have one more child, then each have five.
啊，结果过了一年多啊。
So after a year later.
在路上遇到那个长辈
they met these elders again.
那个长辈就看到他们夫妻两个很好
and this elder saw this couple, they were very loving again.
那你们不是说要离婚吗
and this elder asked them, weren't you the one who wanted to divorce?
你们现在这么好啊
but now that you guys are so loving,
很不好意思哦他那个夫妻就跪长辈讲说很不好意思啦
and the couplethey were expressing why they were so loving.
我们本来是要离婚的。
They said that originally they wanted to have a divorce.
我们有接受你的建议哈，明年再生一个。
And however, we took your advice to have one more child.
可是哈，没有想到哈，我们生双胞胎。
But little did we know that we had a twin in the end.
结果要婚也不好婚，因为还是十一个嘛。
So now we have 11 child. How are we going to divide the child among ourselves evenly?
后来想说哈，九个也大了，两个还这么可爱，就不离了啦。
So now that we thought that we all nine children are already so big now, we have two little babies. We must well keep our marriage.
啊，所以那个犹太人的故事里面就讲说哈，神不喜欢人离婚。
So the title of the story is that God, does not like man to divorce.
哎，我们在世上生活啊，其实都是一个缘分。
When we come and meet each other, is a matter of chance.
所以夫妻家庭都要相爱。
So it is important that we must love one another, whether it's in the family or at church.
那另外一个就是教会哈，我们要看守。
Next, we have to watch over our church.
我们来看提摩太前书。
First, turn to First Timothy.
啊，提摩太前书第三章。
Chapter 3.
提摩太前书三章十五节。
15.
啊，三章十五节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。教会是神的家。
We know that this church is God's household.
所以这个属灵的家庭哦，要看守。
And therefore we have to be watchful over this household of God.
哦，让我们教会里面有神同在。
So then our church will have the guidance of God with us.
教会里面肢体互相关怀
and within this church the members have to care for one another
啊，主耶稣他以父的事为念
God, the Lord Jesus always plays the matter of God as his first priority
那保罗说我为教会挂心
and Paul, he always think of the church first
有谁软弱我不软弱有谁跌倒我不着急
and I would always be very concerned over those who are weak
啊，所以我们每一个弟兄姐妹
and so today we, as brothers and sisters,
我们都是教会的成员
we are all these members, of this church.
哦，看守教会都是我们的责任
and it's our responsibility to watch over this church.
我们不容许这个异端扰乱教会
and we should never allow heresy to infiltrate into this church and cause confusion.
也不容许这个撒旦来迷惑信徒
or to allow Satan to come and tempt the members
我们更要警醒祷告
so we should all the more be watchful in our prayer
能够使教会像使徒时代的教会
so that our church can be likened to the church of the apostle
是从耶路撒冷犹太全地撒玛利亚直到地极这样一致的发展
and that we can spread the gospel from Jerusalem to Samaria until the end of the world
而且使教会是一个荣耀的教会
and we must allow this church be a glorious church
是兴旺的教会
and a church that will prosper
使教会像耶路撒冷是联络整齐的一座城
and we must have our church like the church of Jerusalem that is well knitted together
所以我们看守教会也要为教会耶路撒冷求平安。
And when we watch over this church, we also have to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷平安, 我们也得平安。
When Jerusalem is peaceful, we are also peaceful.
哦, 那求主耶稣常常与我们同在。
May the Lord Jesus abide with us always.
啊, 让我们的建造没有落空。
So that our labor will not be in vain.
啊, 让我们的努力有神的祝福。
So that our labor has the blessing of God abiding.
啊, 让我们在各方面的发展都有神的带领。
So in everything that we strive for has the guidance of God.
好, 我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymns.